Hey there, I'm Allison Nitsch, and this is Podcast First Marketing. Hello, welcome back to another week of Podcast First Marketing. Today, I want to talk about how to structure a monthly mini funnel for your podcast that will help bring those leads working with you as a client. So we have one podcast series a month, which is 4 episodes, which leads to a clear path leading your hopefully dream clients straight into your offer. And that's the strategy that I want to talk about today and that I build for every one of my clients. In last week's episode, I introduced you to the idea of a podcast or of using your podcast as a little monthly mini funnel and not just overall, it's just you have a podcast. So today I want to walk you through the exact structure I use with my clients and even myself to create a monthly mini funnel that will work for you. So basically, here's the method that I use, and I end up naming it the DRA method because it relates to something I used to use in teaching. But every series, which is 4 episodes, is built on this DRA framework. And what DRA stands for is you have discover. So this is where you're going to spark the awareness. You're going to shift their beliefs of what they think versus what you can help them with. Basically, you're hooking their attention. And then the next, the R, is relate. This is where you want to speak to what your listener is feeling. Build the emotion and this connection and them learning how to trust you because you relate to them or they relate to you. But overall, you want them to be thinking, wow, how did she know that's how I felt? Like I'm thinking of a specific podcast that did this for me and I'm just like, she knows exactly. Like, is she in my head? And then the A and DRA is action, or really it's act. You want to help them picture what's possible. And this is what I really will talk more into each one, but it kind of leads them into your opt-ins and more learning more about you. And then that 4th episode, it doesn't fit in my acronym, but that's where we're going to talk about your offer. And we're going to get into this. So this structure works because it basically mirrors the natural way that people decide to buy from you. It's like the curiosity, they finally hear about, of you, and they're curious, well, what does she have to offer? Or what is this about? And then it's the connection piece. Like they realize that you understand what they're going through. And then it's leading more into that commitment and helping them make that commitment into doing what you are trying to teach by, and ultimately that is because you want them to work with you and that you can help them do that. So here's the role that each of these episodes plays, because I know that's kind of what we want to know is, well, what do I say in these episodes? And so when I work with my clients, we map this out over a quarterly period. We do 3 months. And basically each month has its own little theme. And I kind of talk more about this later or in another episode as well. But each month you're going to have a theme. So let's just say this month you have a launch going on. And so that's what your focus is. But regardless, each month will have its own little theme. And it really, honestly, doesn't have to be that hard to think about. Like my theme this month is mini funnels, like teaching you about these little mini funnels. And so that's the whole overall theme, but you just kind of piece it together. So let me break it down into what each episode is. So episode 1 of that month, it's basically going to answer the why am I stuck question. Like, what are they stuck with? Why can they not figure it out themselves? And this is more of like an introduction to your theme. So like this is that they're discovering you and maybe they've heard you before. And this is just kind of leading them through that process again. Or maybe it's the first time they've ever heard about you. So this is that like that discovery. And all of episode 1, 2, and 3 are going to lead to the next episode. So the reason we plan this out is because episode 1 will lead to 2 to 2 to 3. You get the idea. So that's why you have to have it all planned out, which makes planning your podcast so much easier. But this is where your ideal listener finds your podcast and they start tuning in, or maybe they've heard it before and they might be they're searching for the solution to whatever frustration, whatever problem they have, and they are looking for alternatives. They are just, maybe they found you through your Instagram. Maybe they found you through SEO. Who knows how they found you, but they have found you. And the goal here is to pique their curiosity and make them realize that what you have to offer can be their answer. So that's kind of where episode 1 comes from. And I will go into some more examples of this, and I think it's going to be episode 9, if I'm correct. Yes, episode 9. So this is episode 7. So sorry to make you hold on, but I'm going to give you a brief overview here. So the episode 1 is the what is she stuck with, and what can your solution to her problem be? That discover phase. They're discovering who you are. You're realizing that they might be what you're looking for. And what you want to do then is you want to give them a preview of what episode 2 is going to be about, because you already know what that episode is going to be. So you're going to say, you know, and if you want to know this, listen to the next week's episode. So you're kind of telling them, well, I need to know more. And that's going to lead them to episode 2. I hope I'm making sense on this. So then episode 2 is that relate episode. This is going to be where she's like, oh my gosh, she gets me. She knows what I'm going through. So this is like, they've already discovered you and they are now building this connection with you on a deeper level. So they're listening to you through your voice. You might be telling stories. You can provide whatever expertise, but they are starting to understand that they have this challenge and that you're speaking directly to them. This is how that trust is going to be built. And they begin to see that you might have this solution. You may not have directly said it. You probably are talking about, well, with my clients, I help them do this or I do this. But regardless of what it is, they are starting to really understand that you get their problems, or that you have a solution to them. And you're not telling them the solution necessarily, but they're starting to really say, like, she gets me. She understands what I'm saying or feeling or thinking or whatever, and you're overcoming her objections. And I should add, it really doesn't matter where they find you in this series. They may come in on episode 1, which is amazing. They may not come in until episode 3, and that's okay, because regardless, they're going to get what they need from it. And then the next month, they'll catch this full funnel, as long as every episode has a purpose and you're weaving in your offers casually throughout each episode. It doesn't matter which one they start with. Each episode has its own topic. So even though last week's episode was more of an overview, this week's episode is going more in depth. So they may not have even needed to hear the overview. They started with me right now. And if that's you, welcome. And then because each one leads to the next, so then at the end of episode 2, you're going to talk about, well, you're going to lead them into what episode 3 will be. So the episode 1 is like that discover, like meet them where they're at. Episode 2, you want them to really relate to you. Like, you want them to understand you get them. You're going to answer their questions questions you get often, or overcoming these objections that you know she probably has, or whatever it might be. Okay. Then we're going to go to episode 3. And this is where you're going to build that belief of where she's saying, okay, this could work for me. What she offers or what she does, she might be who I need. Because at this stage, your listener might be compelled to take a step forward. They've heard enough, especially if they listen to 1 and 2. If this is their first episode, maybe not, but that's okay. But they've heard enough to trust your expertise and are ready to maybe start exploring working with you. This could mean they're opting into your lead magnet, or they're sending you a DM to ask you more questions, or they visit your website because they want to learn more, or maybe even from this step, they just apply to work with you. There's no telling. It just kind of depends on where they are, but they are ready to make a change, because obviously they have something that they are struggling with, or maybe they're like questioning and they need help with, and they're starting to learn that you are for them. So this third episode is the act. And this is the phase where it's likely to say that they're going to start to look into, well, what could I do? So they're going to look more into you, whether that is joining your email list through a freebie or DMing you or something. When I did this as a listener, I sent a DM because I was like, oh my gosh, you are speaking to me and all the things. But that's what your third episode is going to do, is it's you are giving them a reason to start acting on what you have to offer, but you're not pitching them anything. You might tell them you have this lead magnet. You might ask them to DM you. I mean, this is different from a call to action. You do want call to actions, but this is where they're going to start to act on things. If you've done a good job, and maybe this might be their third funnel. It might not work the first 2, but the third one, they're like, oh my gosh, I need her. And then at the end of three, you're going to lead them to the fourth episode, which is where you're going to actually talk about your offer, but not in a pitchy, we're not going to pitch. I mean, you will pitch, but not the entire episode is not that. So let's just kind of talk about episode four next. So episode four is the, here's how to take the next step phase. So I have my DRA method, but this is like the offer phase. So the final episode in the month, and if there's a fifth week, I want to get to that here in just a second, but we have the discovery, we have where you're going to relate with them, and then you're going to kind of, they're going to start to act on some things, and now you're going to actually give them the next steps. So I kind of like to say episode four is kind of like the act part two, but act episode three is like to your freebie or just, whatever. And this is going to be where you're going to actually direct them to your offer. So this entire month, they've been learning. And now you're going to invite them to work with you. But the entire episode is not going to just be about your offer. I mean, you want to start with a topic and then lead into how that offer solves it. But also it can be about your offer. If you have a process of like working with you, or if you want to talk, like I have a whole VIP experience, I could have my whole fourth episode be about what each phase of it is like. And I probably will have one of those, and you may have already listened to it, but this is going to just be an episode where you're leaning more into what you offer, and then you're going to invite them to work with you at the end. So that's what episode four is. Now, some months will have a fifth week. It'll pop in there. It's not every month. You know, it just depends on the day of the week. Some months I may have a fifth week, but you may not. But depends on the day of the week you release your episodes. And what I like to say is this can kind of be like your bonus episode. And you can do a few things with it. You can either add another relate episode. So maybe you have episode one is discover, and then episode two and three are two different relate episodes. And then you have your action, your act episode, and then your offer. It just gives them more things to relate with, no pun intended. Or you could make it just a standalone episode on its own. And it could just be a topic that you really wanted to talk about, something you've been wanting to cover, but it just doesn't quite fit into a funnel. That is perfect. This is where that fifth one can come in. It is also a good time to bring in a guest if you want to have guests. And not to say guests can't be within the main part of the series, but if you are using your podcast to sell your own services, you will want to limit the number of guest episodes that you have. Because if you think about it, a guest is coming on to talk about what they do, but you want to invite guests that provide value to your audience. I mean, obviously you're not going to invite a competitor on, and even if you do, that you're talking about certain things, but if it is something that will help you with your offers, I always use the example for me, Pinterest does really well with marketing podcast episodes. I could have a Pinterest strategist come on and talk about Pinterest. I don't know why every time I give that example, I have to use that, but that's the only thing I could come up with. I mean, I could call a copywriter, I don't know, but just something that could benefit your listeners, but yet they still need what you have to offer. You don't want to have guests that are like, oh, I want to go work with that person. That you're kind of defeating the whole purpose of your podcast here, but you want to be able to use your fifth episode for that. So this is where, when you're planning strategically, if you have guests, you could plug those into that fifth week, or if it fits into your funnel, that works great too. Now, this is not to say that these funnels have to be like these very concrete, you have to do them in a certain way. Basically, you just want your episodes to lead to the next episode and then to the next one, to where they are finally landing on that fourth one, which is telling them how to work with you. So I'm not saying episode one has to be about this and episode two has to be about this. No, I just wanted to give examples. You just want it to work together to where it just kind of like, if they land on episode one, it tells them to go to two and they're like, oh, I need to hear what that's about. And then they land on three, you know, and then they get to the fourth one. And then it's like, well, here's how you can work with me. So that is what makes this monthly mini funnel so much, it makes podcasting so much easier, because it's not just posting an episode just to have content up. It's like this little mini funnel path that leads clients to you. This is why I like to say that it works for you and it's not just to have a podcast. But does it take some planning? 100%. It does. It does take planning up front. But once you have it planned up front, you don't have to worry about it. And this is the part that so many people skip, which is why they get into the next week and they're like, oh, I don't have an episode ready to go. What do I want to talk about today? And then before you know it, they're burned out. I did it. My clients have done it. But if you do this once a quarter, and this is exactly what I help my clients do. So if you work with me, we do this together once a quarter. You have all of your episodes ready to go for 3 months. And then all you have to do each month is the recording. That's it. I mean, unless you're wanting to do it yourself and then you have the editing and stuff, but it just helps make everything so much simpler and it works for you. It sells for you. So there's no more weekly stress of what will I talk about? Or you feel like you've said it already. This is something that you should be doing and you, because they need to continue to hear what you have to say. But a lot of the times when we just randomly pull topics to talk about, we forget what we've already talked about. Whereas if you do it in this monthly mini funnel, it's like, oh, well, that funnel was about that. So I've already talked about that. Well, I could talk about it again and you should and will talk about it again, but you want to spread it. Maybe you do it in the funnel 2 months, 3 months from now. Okay. But this is all, you already know what you're going to be saying. And for the next 3 months, if you do it this way, since I have started this new podcast, Podcast First Marketing, coming up with content, it has just been so much easier. And I know what to talk about. I have these months planned out way in advance. And it just makes me feel so much, not just better, but more confident. Like, I feel like I know what I'm talking about. Whereas when I just come up with an idea, I'm like, okay, well, what I know I want to talk about this, but what actually would I say? And this just makes it so much easier. So this is the kind of clarity that I can help you with. You don't just have to have a podcast. Just to have a podcast, that's going to get you nowhere. I promise. It's a lot of work to just have a podcast. You have to have a plan of episodes that you are going to be leading clients to working with you. And next week, I'm going to share with you how this structure lets your podcast do more than just attracting leads. It's actually going to help you pre-sell your offer. I'm doing air quotes. You can't see me. But pre-sell your offer. So meet me here next week. I'll see you then.